friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The Voice of America's Swahili Service Chief, Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, will be joining us once again to talk NBA hoops. But first, a look at Tuesday night's NBA action. The defending champion Golden State Warriors reclaim first place in the Western Conference after a big road victory against the Denver Nuggets. The high-powered Warriors set a NBA scoring record, as we hear now from the AP's Mike Reeves in Denver, Colorado.
The Warriors scored an NBA record 51 first quarter points, and they downed the Nuggets 142-111. Golden State drains a franchise best 10 three-point shots in that quarter and finished the night 21 of 39 from deep. The Warriors are led by Steph Curry and Klay Thompson with 31 points. Curry hits 8 of 13 threes.
We were just very purposeful about how we were creating shots. Everybody kind of staying within themselves, but shooting with confidence, and everybody got touches, which was nice, using their aggressiveness against them. And obviously, you got to make shots. We're a talented team, and when we do that, tough to beat.
Kevin Durant adds 27 points for Golden State as they move a half a game in front of the Nuggets with the best record in the Western Conference at 30-14. Malik Beasley scores 22 for Denver as their 12-game home winning streak ends. I'm Mike Reeves.
Thanks, Mike. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In another high-scoring NBA game Tuesday night, the Philadelphia 76ers routed the visiting Minnesota Timberwolves 149-107. It's the most points Philadelphia has scored since 1990. Cameroonian star Joel Embiid had a game-high 31 points and 13 rebounds for Philadelphia. Elsewhere, the Atlanta Hawks soared past the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder, 142-111. The Indiana Pacers really set the pace at home in Indianapolis, trouncing the Phoenix Suns, 131-97. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the visiting Miami Heat, 124-86. And the host, Los Angeles Lakers, topped the Chicago Bulls 107-100. The Bulls have now lost 8 games in a row, while the Lakers played again without superstar LeBron James, who has been sidelined since Christmas Day with a groin injury. Joining us once again on the show is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Glad to be here, Sonny.
Glad to have you back, Mwamoyo. We'll talk about LeBron, but first, we got to talk about the Warriors. Just an amazing team when they're hitting their shots. I think Steph Curry said, we heard him say, they're tough to beat when they make shots. Your thoughts?
They are back. This was a big game last night. This was you can call it Battle of the Giants of the West, because Denver has been leading the conference since the start of the season. And Golden State Warriors, the defending champions, they've been having issues. And everybody was beginning to question them, like, well, can they do it this year? Do they still have the hunger to do it? Well, after last night, message sent.
Big message sent. And they sent it in Denver. You know, it's usually pretty tough to win in Denver.
High elevation. A lot of players get tired easily when they play in Denver, but they had, as the report said, they had 51 points in the first quarter.
Amazing!
So they started off really fast, and they never took the foot off their pedal.
You hear that phrase, Mwamoyo, the best get better, and it really seems like the best are going to get better now. And DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, at the right time. DeMarcus Cousins is coming back. He's scheduled to play his first game on Friday against the Clippers. Now, you know, this is a big addition to the team, because now you are having 5 players, starters, who are all NBA, all-star NBA players. Mm. You know, DeMarcus Cousins, he averages career-wise 20 points a game. Now, when you put him on a team like Golden State Warriors, which scores a lot, that spells disaster for other teams. You know, we still have to see how the chemistry, you know, will be, you know, playing with the Steph and Draymond Green and KD and Thompson. But this is a big addition to Golden State Warriors. They're getting better, and they're getting better at the right time, just before the All-Star break. And when the second half begins, we'll see.
DeMarcus Cousins made the All-Star team last year as a member of the New Orleans Pelicans. What do you think? Will he get as many touches with the Warriors that he did with the Pelicans, that maybe he's not going to be asked to do as much?
Chances are he'll get less touches because, I mean, you have players who can shoot from the – he plays center, so not a lot of balls go into the you know, to the center position when Golden State Warriors are playing, because you have players like Steph Curry who can shoot, you know, the threes, Klay Thompson, KD. So he won't get as many touches, and that will be the test that we'll have to see whether they will have the chemistry, whether he will go into that role and accept that role and still be able to contribute heavily.
And on that note about all those all-stars on the team, one more, here's a quick little fun fact for our VOA listeners. When DeMarcus Cousins, he is expected to play on Friday for Golden State. When he steps on the court, Golden State will be the first squad since the 1975-76 Boston Celtics to boast five players who were all-stars
all-stars.
Season before.
Yeah, yeah. Just amazing.
Maybe that's the all-star team right there, Momoyo. But one other all-star, we seems like we're talking about him every week now, Momoyo, James Harden.
It's almost it's almost mandatory to talk about James Harden. Because, I mean, the man, he's just amazing. You know, Kenny Smith used to call Vince Carter half man, half amazing. I think he should do that for James Harden. Let's look at what's happening here. Monday night, he scored season-high 57 points in a win over Memphis Grizzlies. He extended his streak of 30-point games to 17 by halftime. This was the fourth time he has scored 40 points this season. The third time he has topped 50 points. It goes on and on and on and on. So, but if there's anything, one thing that's troubling is, you know, James Harden works so hard to get his points. He doesn't score like Steph Curry scores. Steph Curry would walk up half court and score a three-pointer. So the question is, will James Harden burn out? You know, and you remember a couple seasons ago, you know, in the playoffs against San Antonio Spurs.
He looked tired.
So the way he works so hard for his points, will he be able to do this throughout the season and into the playoffs?
And Harden will probably be asked to do even more now, Memorial, because I think they've got a couple of players out injured. Clint Capella.
Clint Capella will miss a cup. Has already missed a game.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is out, so he will have to do even more.
Well, we'll watch him as he tries to win that Most Valuable Player award. And he does have your vote again.
He does.
Boston Celtics, we thought they were going to go right to the top of the Eastern Conference, but hasn't quite worked out that way. Your thoughts, Memorial?
They're struggling. At the beginning of the season, Boston looked so good on paper with the hopes of Kyrie Irving coming back, Gordon Hayward returning in good health. But they have not been doing so well. They are on a three-game losing streak after falling to Brooklyn Nets on Monday. Now, they have a record of 25-18. They haven't moved out of the fifth position. This is a team that was expected to be leading the conference, the Eastern Conference, by now. So I think it's about leadership. Kyrie Irving, you know, he can take the last shot, but doesn't necessarily mean he's a leader. And then you have these young guys, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. They are not getting as many touches as they used last season when Kyrie and Haywood were out. So there has been some complaints, and Kyrie made a comment that, you know, the young guys, they just have to wait, and, you know, that kind of talk, and that didn't sit well with the other players. So there is some kind of dysfunction in the team, and the coach has to step in and make sure that he gets this correct before the second half of the season begins, because right now they don't look good.
And there is time to work things out, though. I mean, there's second half of the season. And the Lakers are hoping to bring LeBron back after the probably before the All-Star break. But when I look at LeBron's career, Momoyo, I don't think I can remember him being out this long with an injury.
This is the first time he's been out this long. Remember last season, he played every game of the season into the playoffs. So this he's a very tough guy. But this injury was a freak injury. On December 25th, Christmas game, when they were playing Golden State Warriors, he just pulled his groin, and so he's been out for such a long time. But he's a player who knows how to condition himself, and I think that's why he's taking as much time as possible. And the other thing is, the team is doing very well, surprisingly well. So I think he has that luxury of saying, okay, let me get to full health before I go back. Because they have a very good chance of going into the playoffs, even though when the season started, we didn't think they would make it to the playoffs.
Thanks, Momoyo. That's Momoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, Spanish star Rafael Nadal is through to the third round at the Australian Open. Craig Gabriel reports from Melbourne.
Rafa Nadal can't get away from the Australians. He's into the third round, and for the third time at this Australian Open, he's playing an Aussie. Nadal accounted for Matt Ebden, 6-3, 6-2, 6-2. The Spaniard was never headed in that match and will next face one of the future stars of the sport, 19-year-old Alex de Minaur.
Yeah, he's a great player. Great player, young, and playing with big confidence now after winning matches. So, it will be a tough one. I need to be ready for it.
De Minaur plays with all the grit and determination of Nadal. He defeated Henry Laaksonen in 5 sets.
Yeah, body's feeling good. I'm still young. I can't complain. I'm doing what I love, so it's just another day for me. I'm going to have a nice, relaxed day tomorrow. I'll look after the body, and I'll be ready for my next round, and really excited.
De Minaur was up 2 sets to love, but credit to the Swiss for his rally. He even went up a break in the final set before De Minaur won 6-3 in that set. It's the third straight major that De Minaur has reached the third round. Roberto Bautista Agut, who beat Andy Murray in 5, won another 5-setter, beating John Millman. Roger Federer was stretched a bit, but stopped Brit Dan Evans, 7-6, 7-6, 6-3.
I've seen him play some really good matches over the years, and I see why he can cause difficulties, to players. He's got a nice slice, defends the court well. He's got the variation, which is always a hard thing to play against. And he was feeling it today, I thought. And it was very sort of cat and mouse a little bit. It was very interesting. I liked the match, and I thought he was playing well, so it was enjoyable, yeah.
And Angie Kerber had no issues in her match. The Greeks celebrated with Stefanos Tsitsipas and Maria Sakkari advancing to the third round. And there were wins for Marin Cilic, Petra Kvitova, and at the start of the day, American Sloane Stephens.
I know I haven't done well here in the last couple of years, so to do well here is nice. Just kind of putting emphasis on, starting the year off on a good foot.
Craig Gabriel, VOA Sport, Melbourne.
Thanks, Craig. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Also advancing Wednesday at the Australian Open was 20-year-old American Francis Tiafoe, who upset the 5th-seeded South African Kevin Anderson in 4 sets. The final score from Melbourne, 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, and 7-5. Afterwards, Tiafoe celebrated one of the biggest victories of his career.
The fact that it's a Grand Slam, and these are the matches where, they kind of, define you and help you, feel more and more comfortable to keep, winning matches like that. So, I'm definitely going to remember this one.
And we here at the Sunny Side of Sports will remember Francis Tiafoe visiting our Voice of America headquarters in November of 2017. My former VOA colleague Andrew Palcheski even served up his Francis Tiafoe bobblehead doll for that festive occasion. Francis mentioned during his VOA visit, while he grew up here in the Washington area, his parents are from Sierra Leone. Getting back to his win Wednesday over South Africa's Kevin Anderson, the victory equals Tiafoe's best previous result at a major. Francis also reached the third round at last year's Wimbledon tournament.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafoe. You're listening to Sunnyside of Sports on Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Listen to VOA's program lineup, live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Filipino fighter Manny Pacquiao will defend his World Boxing Association welterweight title Saturday when he trades punches with American Adrian Broner in Las Vegas, Nevada. My VOA colleague Gwen Uten joins us now with a preview. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Saturday's fight will be the first big boxing showdown of 2019. In one corner, Filipino multiple world champion Manny Pacquiao is hoping to defend his title. And at age 40, Pacquiao says he's taking it one punch at a time.
One at a time. Especially at age of 40, it's hard to think about the future fights. Just one at a time.
Well, it's been 6 months since he threw his last punch, and it was a doozy. Last July, the Pac-Man served defending champion Lucas Matisse a knockout punch to claim the welterweight crown. Pacquiao is the sport's only eight-division world champion and is regarded as among the best pound-for-pound fighters of all time. Pacquiao says his boxing legacy is set in stone.
Talking about legacy, my legacy is already there. I want to be an inspiration to the fans, the people, not only inside the ring, but outside the ring.
And he's a rising star outside the ring. In 2016, Pacquiao won a Senate seat in the Philippines. And some believe the people's champion could become president of the Southeast Asian country come 2022. But first, he must defend his welterweight title and his opponent. In the opposite corner, American Adrian Broner is looking to reclaim his WBA welterweight title from 2014. And while Broner thinks Pacquiao is still a force to be reckoned with, the 29-year-old is certain he will win what may be the biggest fight of his career.
I mean, his last fight, he did stop Matisse, you know. So I'm pretty sure he still got power. But, you know, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready for whatever he brings to the table. We in shape.
And in case you were wondering what his three keys to victory are.
Three keys to victory? My Rolls Royce key, my new Lambo key, and a new Rolls Royce truck key.
Gambling odds place Pacquiao as favored to win, but if you ask Broner, the safer bet is on him.
AB victorious, no matter if it's a knockout or decision. I will win the fight.
On Tuesday, Bronner and Pacquiao arrive separately in Las Vegas ahead of Saturday's match. Pacquiao returns to the United States for the first time in over 2 years, and he was welcomed back by throngs of fans waiting in the MGM Grand Garden Arena, the site of the match. From the stage, Pacquiao waved to the crowd and told them his upcoming fight is not to be missed.
This fight is going to be a good fight. I will do my best to give a good fight to entertain the fans. It's been a while that I didn't see you. What's my fight? So this is going to be an exciting match. Please don't miss it. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime.
The welterweight champion Manny Pacquiao will defend his title against Adrian Bronner Saturday night in Las Vegas. And we're not going to miss it. And that's all from me. I'll hand it back over to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young. And you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta, says he'll be ringside for Saturday night's Manny Pacquiao-Adrian Broner fight. I did check out some of Namdi's remarks on Facebook, and Namdi says, if Adrian Broner shows up on Saturday night in Las Vegas, it should be a great fight. English soccer star Harry Kane has been sidelined for up to 2 months with ligament damage in his left ankle. The England captain and Tottenham striker is not expected to return to training until early March, after suffering the injury near the end of Sunday's 1-0 loss to Manchester United. Former Tottenham star Chris Waddle describes Kane's injury as absolutely devastating for the Spurs. Kane was Tottenham's top scorer with 14 English Premier League goals. That also makes Harry Kane the EPL's joint top scorer, along with Arsenal's Gabonese striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Liverpool's Egyptian star Mohamed Salah, who won his second consecutive African Footballer of the Year award recently in Senegal. And let's not forget, Harry Kane was also the leading scorer at last year's World Cup in Russia, scoring 6 goals for England. Kane wrote this on his Twitter account, and I quote, "Injuries are part of the game, but no one will be working harder to get back fit. Thanks for the messages of support." With Harry Kane out, Tottenham will now try to find some support up front. The Spurs are currently in third place in the Premier League, 9 points behind first place Liverpool. Defending champion Manchester City is in second place, 4 points behind Liverpool. Turning to motorsports, Qatari driver Nasser Al-Attiyah looks set to win the Dakar Rally again after Tuesday's 8th stage. The 48-year-old Al-Attiyah stayed blunder-free on the 224-mile course from San Juan de Marcona north up the Peruvian coastline to Pisco. Nasser Al-Attiyah extended the lead he has held for all but one day from 29 minutes to 46 minutes. Barring a major mistake, Al-Attiyah will win the world's toughest rally for a third time on Thursday after taking the title in 2011 and 2015. And here's a fun fact about Qatari driver Nasser Al-Attiyah. In addition to being a 2-time Dakar rally champion, he's also an Olympic medalist in skeet shooting. Nasser Al-Attiyah won a bronze medal for Qatar at the 2012 Olympics in London. And that wraps up the January 16th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Audrius Regis. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa. The Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be up front with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 1730 UTC. Up front looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, they need to have a major computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. The 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 1730 UTC on The Voice of America.
Yeah. This is Science in a Minute.
A new study by researchers from the University of California, Irvine, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and the Netherlands Utrecht University suggests the Antarctic ice sheet is losing about six times the ice each year than it did 40 years ago. The researchers found that between 1979 and 1990, Antarctica lost an average of 40 billion metric tons of ice each year. In each year between 2009 to 2017, the average annual ice loss increased to about 252 billion tons. In addition, the U.S. and Dutch researchers found evidence that sea levels around the world rose by more than 1.27 centimeters during the same 40-year period. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa. VOA.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts, covering African news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.